95.9 The Rat, the morning rat race feature, the No Sweat News is here for you now. And these are the bizarre stories of the day that could turn up on tomorrow's quiz.
For Greta Van Fleet tickets, right?
Pretty big.
Hello.
The first two stories are bread and butter. In fact, we'll call the first one bread and the second one butter. Here, because when criminals do something dumb and unnecessary that puts them on the cops' radar,
yeah,
boy, that's bread and butter for us.
Okay.
28-year-old Raimundo Aspero was hanging out at Lake Havasu in Arizona Saturday, and he and his friends made a bet about how far they could drive their trucks into the lake without getting stuck.
Well, this seems like a problem.
There's your dumb.
Seems like a couple of trucks are about to get stuck soon.
And here comes your unnecessary. Of course, they got stuck, and they had to call the cops, and that's when one of the cops said, "Hey, I recognize you. All right, don't we have a warrant out for your arrest?" So there he is, sitting behind the wheel, stuck in the lake, going, "Yeah, you do."
Oh, jeez.
Officer.
Oh, boy. Well, that's not the brightest bulb in the box, I guess.
You big dummy.
All right.
Now for the butter. Are you ready for butter?
Okay.
Getting hungry
over here.
Dateline Columbus, Georgia, where Tavon Wilson went to a Walmart and stole a 55-inch Samsung TV. Hey, didn't you say your TV broke and your dad needs a new one to watch the Yankee game?
Yeah, almost the same proportions to it. It was a Samsung.
Well, Tavon walked right out of the store through the car department without paying. Smart, right?
Okay, yes,
but, Tavon, you know, those 55-inch Samsung TVs, those boxes are big and kind of heavy and so forth.
Yeah.
And when he was having trouble carrying it, he saw two police officers, and he asked them if they would give him and his TV a ride home. And it was right about that moment when the cops got a call of somebody stealing a TV from Walmart.
He just made those police officers' job really, really simple.
The police apparently are mathematicians because they put two and two together, and it came out Tavon Wilson.
Oh,
and he's now...
He's already in the car.
You're not going to get...
They don't exactly need to do a huge manhunt for Tavon.
Manhunt over.
Well, let's see. The suspect is actually currently in the back seat. So we're just going to, I guess, drive right to the station.
And now we have some sauce for our bread and butter sandwich.
Oh.
Because Papa John's turns up in story number three.
Oh.
Papa John's has just announced that they're going to be selling gallon jugs of their garlic sauce for just $20 each.
Ah, yeah, because you dip the pizza crusts. I like to dip the pizza crust in that.
And to me...
I don't dip the pizza itself.
If you got to dip your pizza in any kind of sauce, it means you make really bad pizza.
And yeah.
It means your pizza sucks.
Let me be specific. The only time I eat Papa John's is like if I'm stranded in the middle of America.
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, being in Jersey, we have phenomenal pizzerias.
If I want garlic on my pizza, I go get a white pie.
Exactly.
But they will, for a limited time, be selling gallon jugs of their garlic sauce. They go on sale Friday at some of their stores and online. So if garlic sauce is a thing for you, go get a gallon of it.
A gallon.
And chug away.
You could probably put that in your car and get a few extra miles if the gas prices rise too much.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News feature this week. One I'll make up today at about 4:20. If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning tickets to see Greta Van Fleet sold out tomorrow night at the Starland Ballroom.